Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In our sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. What's up, guys? November 3rd. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
Where's all our friends at, Breeze? Mondays are tough. I get it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they're here. They're cruising. They're doing what they need to do.
Start of a new week, start of a new month. Bills won last night.
Yep. Everybody is good to go with that, in the clear for anxiety until next Sunday. But they play the Dolphins, so it's like, whatever.
Well, okay. Yeah, beat the Chiefs last night, 28-21.
I mean, I don't want to say, like, it doesn't matter, because it definitely matters. But they're going to play them again, and that's the one that actually matters.
It always does. Yeah. It was just nice. Like, you know, I just enjoy seeing the sad look on Patrick Mahomes' face. I had to call my brother yesterday.
Him and his retainer.
I mean, me talking trash to my 11-year-old niece is crazy. Actually, no. 12 today.
It's your birthday.
Go, Olivia.
We do this, like, I feel like we do this once every 3 months. It's always someone's birthday. What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's Olivia's birthday today.
I
happy birthday, Olivia.
I people with big families who have to celebrate all of their birthdays.
What is your problem?
I'm just saying.
I'm an uncle. I have nieces and nephews.
Always like, it's so-and-so's birthday. But I get them all confused, and I think they're the same person. I'm like, how many times was this person born? 1 month a leg came out, the other month an arm came out.
No, it's all different people, Breezy.
Okay, good. Well, happy birthday. I hope it's amazing.
Olivia loves you more than me. You should be really, like, you know, hyping this up for her.
Livy, Queenie. I hope all your birthday wishes come true. She's how old? 12?
12 today. It's crazy.
Oh my God, one more year until she's a teenager.
Who's here?
Let's see. We have some people weighing in. Shannon's here. She said, coming off the Bills win, feeling good. Vibes are high.
What's up, Shannon? Thanks for
As
checking in.
As they should be. We also have Megan weighing in. Megan says, good morning. How are my two favorite radio hosts in all of Rochester doing? We're amazing. Thank you for asking.
I woke up with a sprained ankle. So
how does that happen? Were right. You sleepwalking?
Nice. That's pretty good.
Were you?
No, I don't know. I have no idea how it happens. I wake up, you can't put any pressure on my left ankle. I'm like, come on. Really? This is where we're at in life?
The wheels are coming off.
God, it's so disappointing.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are going today back to the gym after a week of a crazy busy schedule. Looking forward to a slow day. Have a great day, guys. You too, Amy.
Get after it, Amy. Don't skip leg day.
Never. You know she loves water aerobics.
Oh, she does? No, I didn't.
Yes, she's obsessed.
Nice. Not the candy thong in the YMCA pool.
Oh, yeah, it's disintegrating.
So you moved into your new house. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a wild weekend for sure. Still smells, but, you know, we're going for it.
So did that charcoal trick work?
I thought it worked for like a... It's still in there. I
mean, yeah, but you're putting a Band-Aid on the problem. You're not getting to the root of the issue.
Correct. So a listener dropped off an ozone machine.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to run... You can't be in the house while it's running.
That's right.
So I put it on when we were gone. Yeah, no, you can't do that either. You have to like vacate the property. Like you can't come back. So we came back, the whole house smelled like chlorine. I was gasping for air and...
Oh, no, that's awful.
Basically almost died.
So. Really?
Yeah.
So it didn't work? Did it work?
I mean, it filled the air with chlorine. And then,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah. And then just after, you know, 2 hours, it smelled the same.
Okay, great.
So loving it. Oh, my God. So your realtor texted me and she was like, oh, my God. Because I like posted pictures of our house. She's like, oh, my God, I showed that house. It smelled horrible. I'm like, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks for telling me about it.
I go, yeah, I told you that. I told you that it smelled. But anyways, I mean, we're settling in. Minus the smells. I had a full-fledged crash out on Friday. Because it's not just the smell of Lollipop Farm anymore. Now, every time we do laundry, it smells like cigarettes.
Yeah, so. I do remember you mentioning that. Anyone else, any of you guys do laundry at home and then it just starts to smell like someone smoking a cig? I don't think that's supposed to happen. You got to do laundry twice. Guys, get out there and vote, vote, vote. I can't tell you who to vote for, but early voting, it's all wrapped up. Election day is tomorrow, so... If you want to do your part and participate in change, I'll tell you about the poll sites and what's happening with the voting process coming up next on the show. Stay there. Thanks for the vibes this morning.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, 53 for the high today. All right, here's the deal. Get out there and vote, vote, vote. I can't tell you who to vote for, but early voting is all wrapped up with 30,000 ballots cast in Monroe County for the general election. Now, election day is tomorrow, the 4th. So if you want to do your part and participate in change within your community, you got to vote. Otherwise, you can't complain.
You got to do it.
You just got to do it. The Perrington Square Mall was the most popular polling site during the early voting period. That attracted more than 4,700 voters.
Mm-hmm.
But for a list of who you are voting for and who is on the ballot, you can head to MonroeCounty.gov/elections. MonroeCounty.gov/elections. Everything you need to know is up there. There are many races specific to towns in Monroe County. But as far as the voting goes within Monroe County, the race is on for county sheriff, family court judge, state supreme court, 7th judicial district, 3rd legislative district, 12th legislative district. Everything is up there. The voting will end tomorrow evening at most poll sites by 9 p.m. But depending on where you live, you're going to have to check with your poll site for times. And if you need specific locations and stuff like that, you want to look into that too. But you got to do it.
Get out there and vote.
Do you remember the first vote you ever cast? Who it was for? Because you were 18.
I don't. I really don't. But I remember going. I don't know who it was for, though.
Yeah, I remember going to.
So cool.
I'm trying to think. Who was the president? George Bush. Yeah, it was George Bush. 2002. So I think my first president,
George W. Bush,
the first president that I ever voted for, I think it was Obama.
Oh,
his first term.
Wow.
I think it think that's what it was. I don't know. You're just crushing it. You happen to remember that type of stuff, you know? It's important. But again, MonroeCounty.gov/elections for a list of who's running and who's on the ballot. Coming up on the show, guys, hang in there because brighter days will return. You had to turn the clocks back. It's daylight savings time. We gained an hour of sleep, but we lost an hour of sunlight.
Yeah. And I'm still just as exhausted as ever before.
Some people didn't show up to work. How many of you are depressed? It does. It affects all of us. And by the way, I know we talk about this every year. Why are we still doing this? How is it necessary or benefiting any of us?
240 days. Get ready.
Yeah, another 6 months, we'll turn the clocks ahead. Right?
Yep. I don't understand why. I feel like we have this conversation every time. Why do we do this? I think it honestly is to make sure we all have seasonal depression and buy happy lamps. But that's just my theory. We'll talk about it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
Why is it dark before dinner? And who decided that was a good idea? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Look, guys, I promise you that brighter days are ahead. They're not. We need to hang in there for like the next 238 days. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yep. I was floored when we had to push the clocks back because, yes, of course, we're getting an extra hour of sleep. Like, love that for sure.
You're at the bar on Saturday for an extra longer. Not that that's a good idea. Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
I will never forget. This was many, many moons ago, but I was at Vinyl. First and last time I've ever been to Vinyl, but it was daylight saving and I watched the clock strike. I think it was two or it had to have been one because the bars close at two and then it just bounced right back. And I was like, wait, that's crazy to watch. Absolutely crazy. But I think
wasn't a wall clock, was it?
No, it was my phone. I think the craziest part about daylight saving is the fact that whenever it takes place, the seasonal depression automatically kicks in. Last night, I was at a friend's house watching the Bills game, and I'm like, it's pitch black, and it's 5:30.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it here.
We knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, daylight savings time was implemented in World War I in the United States. I guess it was to conserve energy.
Right.
And to also, like, extend work days. How fun.
Sure.
And then I guess Germany started using it, implemented it too, to save fuel and power during the war. But you have states like Arizona and Hawaii who opt out completely. They're like, nah, we don't mess with that.
Right.
They don't do it. And I got to tell you, I respect them a little bit. Sure. And I think what's crazy about daylight savings times is how many studies have come out that show a spike in car accidents and heart attacks the week after the time change.
Why is that?
It's a great question. They've done studies at universities that just show after the time change, people are just, I don't know, they need to take it easy. They're too stressed.
All I'm hearing is you're telling me to lay down and take a couple days off of work, yeah. Which fine by me.
You know what's crazy, though? I think so many people today either don't go into work. It's not a productive day. The same workday, like after people go into work after the day after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. There's no work getting done.
Correct.
It's very unproductive.
Correct.
Today is one of those days. Today is a Monday where most people should have taken off.
Mm-hmm. For so many different reasons. But yes, today is one of those days. I mean, I was going to take off, but I figured you'd be upset. So I didn't.
Yeah, no, there's no reason. We're here for the people.
You literally just saying to the people, you should have taken off today. I was like, yeah, I was going to.
Not us.
Like,
I'm not talking about us. Reason. We got a responsibility, Breezy.
No, but I'm, you know.
You're not part of that. I'm not talking to you. Okay,
oh,
I'm talking to everybody else.
I'm fully suffering from my own mental health issues. Thank you so much.
585-252-9800. Would you rather, drop a comment, would you rather have brighter evenings or lighter mornings?
Brighter evenings. Because, I mean, for us, it doesn't matter. It's dark regardless. Never in my life have I woken up, even in the summer, and been like, oh my God, the sunlight.
It is really tough because usually most people are having dinner around 6:30,
mm-hmm.
some people 7. But when what's really hard is the people that go to work in the morning and it's dark, and then they come home and it's dark, and they never really see the sunlight. They're working 10, 11 hours inside, and that sucks.
The seasonal depression. I get it. It's real. For the longest, I was like, this is such a scam. Like, this is not real. It is. It very much so is. I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I will never forget my fiance last year. It was the end of May, early June. She was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it was so rainy. Because, like, daylight saving had already switched. Like, it was supposed to be, you know, bright until 8,
yeah,
and all the things, but it was so rainy and miserable and freezing. I mean, you guys know it was freezing on Labor Day. It was 42 degrees.
Yeah, listen, it takes a tough individual to live here in Rochester, New York, okay? But we do it every year. We get through it, and we do it together. I don't know who this guy is, but he just said, I drive a school bus, and it's pitch black on my route again. Makes it a lot harder to see the kids.
Yeah.
That's comforting.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. He's like, has a flashlight. He's like, where's Johnny?
That's comforting. Yeah, be careful out there.
Where is Johnny?
The war ruined everything. Blame it on
What'd
the
you
war.
Say?
The war. It ruined everything.
Ruined everything. Right. But we're not in that war anymore, so I don't know why we're still going by their rules.
I know.
That's fine.
Who's this? Jacqueline said, I can't stand it. Just pick one time and leave it alone. We can learn something from Arizona and Hawaii. But guys, like I said, we're in it together. 238 more days.
So it's it's 48 other states besides Arizona and Hawaii who are doing it?
Yeah. I mean, those are the only two states that don't participate.
They're like, actually, we're so good. Thank you so much.
And you know what's crazy right now? All the clocks in my studio that I'm looking at say 7:48, and that's throwing me off and making me a little depressed because it's like we should be halfway done with the show by now.
Correct.
So, oh God, this is really tough.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Does anyone at home have a son or daughter's girlfriend or boyfriend practically living in their house with you? Can you call us?
We need to talk to you.
585-252-9800. I want to know who's in a similar situation like our listener, Sandy. Take a listen to this message she sent us from over the weekend. She wrote in and said, hi, Moose and Breezy. Was hoping to hear from anyone who's been in a similar situation like the one I'm in. My 18-year-old son has a girlfriend who, for lack of a better word, lives here.
Okay.
And it started innocent enough. She'd come over for dinner, watch a movie, maybe stay late on a Friday night. Now it's every day. I mean, her shoes are by the door. Her makeup's in my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Somehow she's using our Wi-Fi more than my own kid. She eats with us. She sleeps here half the week. And I swear she knows our family routines better than my husband. I don't dislike her. She's polite, friendly. She cares about my son. But I'm starting to feel like I have an unexpected roommate who doesn't pay rent or lift a finger. And here's where I'm torn. She doesn't have the best home life. And I won't get into all the details, but yeah, she does feel safe at our place. My son gets defensive the second I mention it. He says, Mom, she's basically family.
He's like, she's literally my sister.
Which makes me want to say, then she can start helping with the dishes like family too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be the bad guy or drive a wedge between us. How come no parents ever want to be the bad guy?
I mean, it's a lot.
I am just trying to figure out how to handle this situation because I cannot have her living here with us, but also have no idea how to have that conversation. For some odd reason, I feel responsible for her. Thanks for any honest advice from anyone who hears this. I mean, to have a at-home, like in-home girlfriend at 18, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So Sandy feels
the
somewhat...
The live-in girlfriend is crazy.
She feels responsible.
And a house that's not yours.
Right. All her stuff's now in the bathroom.
In her bathroom? Crazy.
She's going to just sit there and casually clog the toilet and do nothing about it? That's not right. So she feels somewhat responsible for her son's girlfriend, but is it really her responsibility? It sounds like this girl's way too comfortable.
Correct.
And it's time to lay the hammer down. Guys, drop the comments. Let's hear them. Has anyone ever dealt with this? Does your teenager have their boyfriend or girlfriend living with you a majority of the time? 585-252-9800.
Well, also,
that would never happen growing up for me.
Also, like, yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, for sure. Like, keep that into account. But also, this happens with close friends, too. Like, why is Janine always at our house? Why do I only have two children, but I'm feeding three on a weekly basis? Like, every parent knows that one friend. I mean, me growing up, my house was like the house. Like,
yeah, no, I
that's where we hung out. That's where we...
Everyone would come and raid the snack closet after school. Yeah, mine was kind of like that too at times. But this is, I don't know, man, this is different. This is a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know? I'm surprised this is even allowed, but some parents have no problem with it. Let's go over to Dan this morning. Good morning, guys. If she's sleeping there and eating there, she lives there. And you're not crazy. I mean, this is your house, your rules. Your son could be mad. He'll get over it, I promise you.
Right.
Why? Yeah, she's there.
Sleeping there?
Sandy, don't be afraid to put a wedge in between you and your son's relationship or this girl you don't even want there half the time.
Right. Correct.
I don't know what's going on in her home life. I mean, obviously, you've taken that into account, but she's not even lifting a finger. Do something.
Right. Literally anything.
Yeah, be the bad guy. Tell her, listen, you're going to come over and hang. Here's your curfew. Okay, you got to check out at this time. And while you're here, we're going to need you to, you know, carry your weight.
Absolutely. Absolutely carry your weight.
Why not? Why wouldn't you? Nina says, good morning, guys. Same situation with my son. His girlfriend decided she wanted to start staying over. I had no problem with that because her parents were going through an ugly divorce. Okay. However, I made clear rules. She had to sleep in the basement. Where?
She had to sleep in the doghouse.
Right near the sump pump. You got to set some house rules. Sit both of them down and say, I like her, but this isn't a dorm. Be clear without being mean. Yeah, just be direct. This is your house.
Right.
The makeup in the bathroom?
The makeup in her bathroom is, that sends me over the moon because I couldn't even do that with my mom. She would lose it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
let alone some other kid. No thanks.
Has anyone seen my serum?
Where's my Kylie Jenner lip kit? It's literally in my vanity. Thank you so much. The mom starts using it. The girlfriend flips out. She's like, shouldn't have left it in here. Sorry, queen.
Look at how many people are in the same boat. This is wild. I went through this with my son. I finally said, if she's living here, she's pitching in. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, she was at the house a lot less. It's not about kicking her out. It's about restoring balance. She needs to carry her weight.
Yeah.
You got to restore that balance. Danielle says, Moose and Breezy, simple answer to the problem, charge rent. I'm serious. Even if it's $50 a month, because the second there's a cost involved, they'll rethink how often they're there.
Correct. Either you can be here 2 days a week for free, or you can be here as unlimited, but it's $50. And that's to cover the cost of water. You know, I don't know how many times you flush the toilet. You're using our heat. You're using our Wi-Fi. You're pitching in with for utilities, even if it's minimal.
None of this stuff is free. This all costs money. Take a look at the RG&E bill. Val says, stop trying to not be the bad guy. You already are in their minds. That's part of being a parent. You're not supposed to make them comfortable all the time. Lay down the law, Sandy. Why on earth is a mom allowing her son's girlfriend to live there? Are you trying to become a grandma this early on in your life?
True.
Do not allow her to stay there. Her family issues are not your problem. Damn. She's not wrong.
Not at all. And you know what? Yeah. You are going to have some pushback and some blowback from your son. That's inevitable. But at the same time, if you don't put the hammer down now, it's only going to progressively get worse. And then you're going to wake up in 6 months and she's going to have her own closet in the hallway.
Right. 3 months until the baby's due. I tried to see how far I can push the envelope growing up. I think I was 21 at the time. And I went out late one night with my girlfriend at the time. I was like, yeah, you can stay at my place. Right. So I had her sleep on the couch in the living room.
Oof.
And I just slept on the floor. Here comes my father. Okay.
Okay.
Downstairs early in the morning for coffee, and I look at him and he looks at me, and it's just pure disgust in his face. Then I had to have this awkward conversation. He's like, nope, don't even think about it. Not in my house.
Yeah, see, you did that wrong. I did that growing up, but they left at 6 a.m. So
I was like, well, I was trying to,
before anyone was up.
You know, and I did it. I was trying to be respectful. It's not like I took her upstairs in my room, because that would have been another story. But I was like, she's downstairs. I think he was pissed because he woke up. Now he's got to cater to whoever's laying on his couch on his Saturday morning.
And be like tiptoeing around that person.
Let's get to one more text coming in. Good morning, guys. My opinion on this one is I would give her a curfew like she's one of your own kids. You're out by 10. There's no overnights. There's no exceptions.
Yep.
She wants to hang out. Fine. But she doesn't get to move in under your nose. It's ridiculous. Yeah. This is interesting. This is a situation that is definitely not going to fix itself. Sandy, it's time to take back the house. Stop walking on eggshells in your own home.
You're the one paying the mortgage.
Have the serious, you and your husband, have the serious conversation with both your son and his girlfriend. Like, you can't live here.
Sorry, queen.
Like our listener Greg said, you got to put a curfew into place or have her start doing chores. Make her paint the exterior of the house. Make her pay for the paint. There are rules to this game.
The house goes up in flames. We're like, yeah, we don't want that.
All right. Thanks for the messages, guys. This is PXY Mornings. Sandy, best of luck to you. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I've never seen something so disturbing in my entire life than the Scottsville Ice Arena. The floor is it's not great.
What happened to it?
So it's completely flooded. The ice is melted and it's covered in this brown liquidy substance.
Oh, that's...
Need I say more? The community-wide effort is all coming together to help this rink reopen. So what had happened was a pipe burst that forced the owners of the Scottsville Ice Arena to temporarily close the facility. The photos are horrific. I can only imagine the smell in there. You think I have bad smells? Oof. Yikers. Michael Kidda, the Flower City special hockey person, says that the rink has been somewhere that they have gone for all age teams for more than a year. That's where they practice. That's where they play. And now that they're, you know, starting to get in the thick of their season, it's not looking good for these athletes.
No.
When he saw the photos online of the damage, he knew he wanted to do something. So the community's coming together. After it flooded on Tuesday, Kidda started a GoFundMe page. Now, this is the right way to use GoFundMe. It was meant to ease the financial burden of this family-owned ice rink that is severely damaged. And the community is just coming together arm in arm to make sure that this gets back open. So as of yesterday, $6,000 has been raised. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but the owners are working urgently to make those necessary repairs and open back up. But it's not gonna be a couple of days. It's definitely going to be a couple of weeks. Kidda says that the support that the community has shown does not surprise him at all. And Facebook posts have been shared. Funds have been donated. And if you haven't seen these photos, it's quite horrific.
Yeah. No, this story really stinks.
Correct. I
mean, talk about a crappy situation.
Now, we don't know what that brown substance is, but you can use your imagination. I don't know for certain. All I know is a pipe burst, so...
A pipe burst, but sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah. It's one lousy pipe.
Yeah, one pipe that wasn't screwed on fully.
But like anything in Rochester, I mean, when you're in need of something or help, people show up for you. You know what I mean?
They do.
They show up. We love that. Something happened over the weekend that really made me question basic common sense. Cigarettes, kids, and gasoline were all involved.
Oh!
I had to make a decision.
Oh my
do
God.
I save myself or do I save these poor kids? And let's just say...
The kids are still at the pump.
I was actually going to say not all heroes wear capes. But
right. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear how many of you have ever seen something similar to what I witnessed on Saturday morning. I'll tell you about it coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. The current time is 7:42. Not 8:42.
Yeah, so if you didn't change your clocks back in your car, it's time to do that. And yeah, you're very, very, very early to work. So that's good.
585-252-9800 to text or call. Over the weekend, I witnessed something that was appalling. Mm. But you know me. I kept my head down. I try to carry on.
No, I fear you have the neck of a giraffe.
I pulled into a gas station on Saturday morning to fill the old Honda Civic Sport up with premium. Doesn't even need premium, but, you know, I decided I'm going to treat the bad boy today.
Very specific.
And
okay.
While I'm filling up at the pump, I smell the scent of a cigarette.
Was I doing laundry next to you?
I was like, I don't... I turn around and this woman is at the pump next to me.
Okay.
I'm at pump 3, she's at pump 4. And she's smoking a cigarette while she's filling up.
You
and
lie.
And I thought, that's odd. She's got a ciggy in her mouth, and I'm looking around to see if anyone else is seeing this. Nobody else is at the pumps. It's just us. She's filling up her Chrysler minivan, and she's got two kids in the car. And at this point, I'm thinking, you know what? Screw the kids. I need to save myself. Typically, I fill up the entire tank when I'm at the pump. Not Saturday morning.
No,
this woman was about to blow all of us up, so I stopped pumping and I got back in the car and I peaced out. Nothing is crazier. Breezy, nothing is crazier than fire and gasoline. Okay? Nothing. You can tell this woman has done this before. And I've come to the realization that a no smoking sign means nothing to certain people. It's right in front of her face. No right. smoking, please. What are you gonna do? A little ciggy dangling from her lips.
Gosh.
Couple.
Have you ever been to the pump where, like, you squirt one too many and then it goes all over your hand?
Sure have.
It flies up, hits her cigarette.
A couple years ago, I was putting gas in my car, and the woman next to me got so upset with me because I was on my cell phone. And she says, what are you, young man, get off your phone. That is reckless behavior.
Why?
Because using your phone at a gas pump is one thing, but smoking a cigarette while filling up with your kids in the car, that's crazy.
I mean, up until...
Because a phone can cause, apparently, static electricity. Right?
Okay, allegedly. I mean, up until last year, I was filling up with my tank with my car running.
No, see, that's another thing. That's another thing.
I just found out last year you cannot, or you should not.
You should not do that.
It's not that you cannot, because I've been doing it for almost a decade.
But that's the other thing, too. How do you know that the person before you wasn't a sloppy pumper? Gas everywhere.
You mean with the cigarette? Yeah, that's what you don't know.
What if she accidentally dropped that cigarette on the ground? But this whole time I'm thinking in my head, am I going to be the person to tell this woman that this is not a great idea?
Of course I wasn't. You would never.
I'm thinking, wow, gas is expensive. And also, save yourself.
You gotta go.
This is why, you guys, this is why the police academy will never call me back. You understand?
Yeah.
For this reason alone. And
Your whole mission is to protect and serve, and you drove off and left those kids in the dust.
I'm all about, it's all about the boys in blue. You know what I'm saying? You gotta protect and serve. But for whatever reason, my radar went off on Saturday morning. I'm like, peace out. You need to get out of here.
He's like, I gotta go.
Also, how many of you, 585-252-9800, now that Breezy brings it up, how many of you leave the car running while you pump gas? That is a horrible idea. My buddy's dad used to just pump gas while the car was running. He would never turn the vehicle off. And I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to.
But there's also signs, too, at gas stations. You'll see the no smoking sign, but there's signs that say turn off your engine.
Wow. Well, I can't read that well, so. I mean.
No, I know. It's always something. There's always a reason you can't do something. There was a story I read. This took place in Arizona. A guy was filling up his car at a gas station.
Okay.
His car started to catch fire. It went up in flames next to the pump. They figure out the fire started in the glove box because he had a bottle of hand sanitizer in the glove box, and it got so hot, it caught fire and almost blew up the gas station.
Yeah, but also at the same time, like, that's in Arizona.
Yeah.
The temps get to, like, 130.
Add that to the list of reasons I hate Arizona.
Okay.
I just don't think it's a great idea to have a cig dangling from your lips if you're pumping gas, especially if you have kids in the car.
Not the children, like, gasping for air and you just driving off and leaving them in the dust.
No, their windows were cracked. Let's go over to Anna. Hi, guys. Good morning. I used to work for Fast Track. They would make you watch training videos, and the reason why you should shut the car off or not use your phone is due to, the static electricity that can cause a spark and ignite the vapors. Some people are just dumb. Oh, we know.
No, don't we know it. I mean, have you ever been to the gas station at Walmart in Henrietta?
Yes.
I swear to God, people's brains shut off when they go there. They have no idea how to drive. They have no fine motor skills. They can't use common sense. I'm like, guys, there's like 49 pumps open. It's just snaking around to the garden section.
There are some people who, like my uncle, who have a favorite pump. He'll wait in line. There'll be three pumps that are wide open, ready to be used. He's like, nah, got to get to pump 7. That's my lucky pump. I don't understand it.
I care so little about pumping gas that I don't even go on my side. I crank the hose over.
Yeah, you ever see those people? That's Breezy. She pulls up to the pump, but her gas tank is on the opposite side of the car.
Why would I wait? Why would I wait?
So you take
that's the called using your resources, and that's called being innovative.
That's just
if
called
you
dumb.
You want to sit there and waste everyone's time, including your own? Go for it. But that's not going to be me, baby.
So
never has been, never will be.
If you guys look directly at your dashboard, you'll see the little gasoline tank. You'll see the little gas pump. There will be an arrow there, and the arrow is going to point left or right to which side your tank is on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't. They don't see it.
I just don't care. So I'm going to go to whatever's open, and that's going to be the end of it. Sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, I survived it. In case anyone was wondering, I survived that incident.
Perfect.
I didn't see it come up on the 6 o'clock news. Yeah, some people just are dumb, Anna. I get it. This lady probably thinks that fire extinguishers are purely decorative.
She's like, "Wait, love that fire engine red."
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. Guys, just be careful out there in these streets, okay? It's tough in the trenches.
It really is.
Do not smoke and pump gas.
98PXY traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 53 for the high today. Hope you guys turn those clocks back.
You guys got to do it. It's so important. If not, you're going to be really early for work.
Yeah, we should be done by the show by now.
No, we should definitely, we should have been done.
When is this finally going to come to an end?
I don't know, because right now my hands are in a lot of different pots when it comes to trying to get the scent of my brand new home that I've only owned for 1 week under control. So as of right now, it smells like Lollipop Farm. And new developments have come through over the weekend. Every time Patrice and I do a load of laundry, it smells like someone's lighting up a pack of cigarettes in the laundry room. It's really cute. It's really fun.
Fascinating.
Super fresh, super clean, super amazing.
And if you guys know Breezy as well as I do, then you already know. Any issue that takes place in her life automatically becomes your problem, too.
Absolutely.
So I've been dealing with this the whole weekend, too.
Yep. Hasn't contacted me once to see how I've been doing.
Oh, dude.
No, it's totally fine.
I get enough of it throughout the entire week, okay?
Sure.
I'm spent.
He's like, I need a break.
I do.
So last week we were talking about this, and a lovely listener by the name of Alicia reached out to me, and we were talking about different sources of how to combat the problem. And she said that an ozone machine would do us wonders. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know what that is. And it sounds intense.
It's pretty intense.
So I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't have one. She's like, I have one. I'll drop one off for you. So she dropped one off for me. And she's like, you can only use this when you're like not in the house, though. Like, it's dangerous to use if you're in the house.
Now, an ozone machine is almost, it kind of looks like similar to a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
But more commercialized.
Yeah.
So this is something that, how long did it have to run for? 24 hours?
No. Well, it's only like this. Maybe you do have to run it for 24 hours, but if you do, you have to like keep going in there because it only goes up to 190 minutes on the thing. Like there's a time
setting. It. Sure.
So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'll run this while we're at the gym and we'll come back and it'll be great. No, you can't even like go back to the house. And I didn't know that. I thought it was just like, oh, you just run it and then you don't.
You can't go back to the house.
For 4 hours.
Okay, so after it's done running, you need a 4 hour window for it to air itself out and then go back. And you didn't do that.
No. No, I was actually still running by the time we got home from the gym. And our two friends, shout out Jenna and Kate, came over and helped us hang TVs and different decor. And we all walked in at the same time and it was like chloroform. It was really bad.
You're doing everything wrong.
And they were like, wow, we're really lightheaded doing all this work for you. I'm like, yeah, there was a ozone machine running. They're like,
what do you fill the ozone machine with?
Nothing. It's all in the machine. It's all chemicals and everything.
But,
it's like,
yeah, but if you have to put those chemicals in there. I'm sure you didn't. But if you have that and run it for a while, you got to refill it.
I don't think so. I think it's just it. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of like a fly zapper. That's what it like looks like and sounds like. So it's just constantly running through a filter, essentially.
And the whole point of this ozone machine is just to take the smell out of a room.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to purify the room itself. And
but it's not an air purifier. And honestly, I think I did it wrong. Like I think I have to run it for like a week.
That seems like a long time.
But I can't be in we can't be in there. So when we go to Florida at the end of like the year here, I'll probably have someone run it the whole week if we're still dealing with this problem, which God willing, we're not.
What other forms of methods have you tried so far? You tried the charcoal. That didn't work.
The charcoal? I feel like the charcoal kind of helped. We hired a cleaner, didn't do anything. We ran an ozone machine. I almost killed myself and everyone in the house. So that was fun for me.
Including the neighbors.
Then I ran it again because we had a wedding on Saturday. So I was like, oh, we'll be gone for like hours and hours on end. This will be great. Nope. Came home. I really had visions of myself not waking up that yesterday morning because of all the chemicals. And now we're on to the ducks.
And so basically, for those that don't know, we've been talking about this. It is officially 1 week today that Breezy moved into her new home.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as she gets there, it smells like Lollipop Farm. Just wet dog. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lollipop Farm is very nice. But it smells awful.
And then that's just the inside of the house. And then when you run the washer and dryer to do your clothes, it smells like someone's smoking a pack of cigarettes in
the
corner.
It's like, where is that smell coming from? Because the washer and dryer is only 6 months old. It's brand new.
Right.
What did these people do?
I don't think
moved out.
It's not the people that lived there.
From somewhere.
I think it's been embedded in somewhere.
From where though? From what source? That's what I can't wrap my head around this.
If you really cared about me, you would care enough to get to the bottom of this. You would be in the crawl space.
You see how manipulative she is?
If you really loved me and you really cared about me, my mental health, and my physical well-being, you would have already been over there in the crawl space, army crawling through the bottom of the
I'm not going to do
the
that.
The barrel here.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I woke up with a sprained ankle. Couldn't tell you why.
You're fine.
Not injury related.
You're literally fine.
Just the wheels are coming off right now. And not to mention, you have an army of people coming over to your apartment.
To be honest, Moose, this is going to directly impact you. Because if I come in smelling like cigs every day, you're going to not enjoy being locked in a room with me for 5 hours a day. So
honestly,
if you cared about anything, especially your own nostrils, you would probably come over and help.
Your problem is not my problem. You figure it out. This is not my issue. I got my own problems to deal with.
You on your hands and knees for 5 hours trying to kill, what was it? A wasp? What were you trying to kill in your bathroom?
It was a murder hornet. Right, and I don't know how it got in there, but I
have a lot of problems. Just get a fly swatter.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills, A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
This morning, we have a pair of tickets to go see Hamilton, opening night November 18th at Wester Auditorium Theater. We are looking for caller 8. If you can correctly guess the name of this famous film Breezy and I are about to act out, you got yourself the tickets for opening night. 585-252-9800 is the number. Today's film is dark, but a little funny. It's a classic.
Okay.
During the scene, Breezy, your character is talking with a professional and trying to get answers on what this dude's qualifications are that you want help from. Also, everyone in this scene is already dead, and you're kind of like in the afterlife. Does that Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right, you have the first line here.
Okay.
And then, again, 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, caller 8 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Hamilton at Wester Auditorium Theater.
And what is my motivation? Am I scared? Am I confused? Do I know what's going on?
The stakes are high. You're not confused. Yeah, you know what's going on, but you're just like, listen, we need help here. What are your qualifications?
Okay.
Got it? There's no BS. You get into the point. Lights, camera, and action.
Listen, we don't want to kill anyone. We just need your help getting some people out of your house. That's all.
I understand. Well, look, in order to do that, I'm really going to have to get to know you guys. We need to get closer, maybe move in with you guys, you know, get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying?
My husband and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I have pretty good time during that, and I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
Well, I mean... I mean, is can you be?
How's this? You like it?
Okay, you know what? We're leaving.
Oh,
now.
Come on, don't leave. Let's face it, we're both peas in a pod. You want someone out of your house, I want to get someone out of your house. God, you do smell good.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Go ahead, do your thing. Come on. There you go. Cut.
That was the worst one we've probably ever done.
I disagree. It's all in your acting. Me, I crushed it. You,
worst one.
You were probably. It wasn't your best work. We'll just say that. All right, let's go to the phone.
Well,
here.
What I mean is, can you be scary? That wasn't scary.
Hello, PXY.
Not the delay.
Hey, what's your name?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What was the name of that film?
It's Beetlejuice.
You are so right.
Kelly, you got tickets to go see Hamilton! Opening night, November 18th at Wester Auditorium Theater. Who are you going to, who are you taking to the show with you?
I'll take my wife.
You're going to take your wife?
Kelly?
That's right. Pop off. You better. What are you going to wear?
I'm not really sure. I should probably dress up.
You definitely should dress up.
I would suggest a tuxedo. I mean, it is a good... Yeah, it's going to be a really nice show. All right.
I suggest a tuxedo and paint your face full white.
Hey, who do you think crushed that scene? Myself or Breezy?
I mean, I always love Breezy's shrieking. Like, I love her dramatic flair. But immediately I knew you were Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice. I knew immediately.
Yeah.
So what I heard was me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 53 for the high today. Please, by all means, come through if you've had a similar situation.
You're so shook by this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if anyone got their mitts on my conversations with my fiance, they would probably feel the same way. So
well,
I get it, kind of.
Over the weekend, I was roaming the streets of Fairport with a buddy of mine, just, you know, grabbing food, having a couple drinks, talking about whatever. At one point, he hands me his phone. We're looking at something. He's like, hey, you got to read this. I'm like, all right. So I have his phone in my hands. And all of a sudden, a message, while I'm holding it, a text comes through from his girlfriend. Okay. And I see it pop up on the screen. And it just simply says, I want a baby. And I just froze and I looked at him. I handed his phone back to him and I said, hey, man, your girlfriend just texted in. She has a special request for you. I'm going to let you deal with that one.
Moose is breaking out in hives. It's not even his girlfriend.
His jaw hit the floor because it was one of those moments where I didn't even know if I should laugh or panic on his behalf. And I said, be so for real right now. How serious do you think she is? And he looked at me and he goes, I don't know. I said, well, you've been dating her for a little while. Is she serious? And he simply responded with, again, I don't know. And I told him straight up, I said, look it. This text means one of two things. A, she's serious, or B, she's testing the waters.
Right. Dipping a toe.
She's dipping a toe. I said, have you ever had a conversation with her about something like this before? He said, no, never. We haven't talked about marriage. We haven't talked about kids. We haven't talked about moving in together. So I'm like, yeah, you should probably handle that and then get back to me. He goes, I don't understand. She's having dinner right now with friends. So I said, is it a prank? He goes, no. So they got me thinking about a lot of things on the way home. Because if this was a test, what would be the point? Is she looking for commitment or loyalty? And also I said, you know, how long have you guys been together? And he said, well, it's been like over a year. And right. I said, well, you should probably start talking about finances or kids with her.
Right.
And he goes,
right.
Yeah, we haven't done that. So I guess at what point does a couple start having that conversation with one another?
And how?
And how?
And how exactly is it a form of a text that says, I want a baby?
Right. Out of nowhere. Nothing leading up, just I want a baby. Four words. I think from personal experience, I've waited too long to have those uncomfortable, tough conversations with someone. And they took place too late. And then that's when it gets weird.
Okay, but also,
I think the earlier, the better.
Here's the thing. And I'm not saying anything or being accusatory whatsoever. And I don't really, like, know how guys really work.
Okay.
But I'm just going to throw out a little spark of an idea. Maybe, just maybe, there has been conversations and he just didn't want to say that in front of you.
No, well, I disagree because he's an open book. Like
I get that, but also people act differently in front of their friends than they do in front of their significant other, whatever it is.
He hasn't spoken to her all night, and all of a sudden that's the text that comes in while he's holding I want a baby. Oh, okay, did you want to handle that right now, or did you want me to leave dinner with Moose? How did you want to handle that? I think if you can get all that stuff out of the way in the first month of seeing someone, you're on the right path.
Month?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To anyone listening, if you can weigh in on this, how soon into a new relationship should you talk about this stuff? Because this text to my friend came out of left field, and it sent him spiraling along with me because I'm still thinking about it.
A month is diabolical.
So last night, while I was getting ready for bed, he sends me a text, and he goes, just wanted to fill you in. It was not a prank. I said, so she texted you that, and she was serious. He goes, 100%. I go, wow.
Wowzies.
Wow, I'm going to need more context, buddy. That's not a text conversation. That's a sit-down conversation.
Right.
Like, sending that in a text feels a bit manipulative.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, she's checking if he's going to panic or not. Why would you do that? It's so weird.
I also believe a stream of consciousness, and I feel like I use Patrice as a sounding board for a lot of things. And I just rapid fire text Patrice all the time, different thoughts and things that I'm thinking. She's basically my personal diary.
Yeah, well.
And I feel comfortable enough with my fiance to do that. And I think that's healthy.
You guys are going to get married and you have a house together. They're figuring it out. You know, that is a conversation. They have not tested those waters yet. It's a conversation they've not had.
Well, she's testing it now.
But wouldn't you agree it was an odd way to do it?
I really don't, because I feel like I would do the same thing, okay, if I'm being all honest.
Right. Fair enough. Let's go to Terry on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Terry, what's up? Is this weird or not?
No, not for me, because my husband and I started dating back when we started dating in May.
Yeah.
And by March, our daughter was born that following year.
So it was an accident?
We've been together for 15 years.
Congratulations.
So was it an accident or was it a conversation?
There was a conversation back when we first started dating that we wanted children. He wanted children, in fact, and... Well, we had children. Four kids later,
period.
We're still together.
Four kids.
Four kids, yeah. I had a hard time putting it down.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Terry. Well, thanks for your help on this one this morning. Appreciate it.
I love how you...
No problem.
Thanks, Terry. I love how you act like the FCC like isn't a thing.
Oh, no. Let me go over to Sam real quick. If she's doing that through text, she already knows his answer.
What?
That's why she didn't want to say it face to face.
Or it was just a thought that popped in her head and she felt the need to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm team girlfriend.
It's like, hey,
I'm team girlfriend.
First of all, you know that he's out with his boy. Why would you do that? Why are you trying to stir something up while he's out? By the way,
I think the only thing it stirred up was you guys.
Yeah, I was very upset.
She's honestly fine. She's picking out nursery colors. I don't know. She's fine.
So now I have to call him today and see what the scoop is and how that conversation went, even though it's really none of my business, but I feel like I was brought into this mess. You know what I mean?
Whatever happens, just make sure I'm invited to the gender reveal.
Whatever happens, I'm going to support him 100%. I just want to make sure he's doing the right thing here. He's got a clear head. You know, I don't want him to be caught off guard.
No, he's definitely not at this point. You're like, I can help you through this process. I am a big brother with Big Brother, Big Sister.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.